Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Amanda Rando joins me. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you today?
Fantastic. You got a busy day coming up too.
Yeah, we sure do. And I thought we'd have a chat to Bernie Hewitt, trainer from out near Bathurst Bay today. He has 16 horses nominated at Bathurst tonight. So I'm just, my mind just boggles how he even gets all these horses to the track. So Bernie, are you there?
Yeah, Amanda. Yep.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How do you get your 16 horses to the track tonight?
Well, we've got a truck that carries seven and a float that carries four and another one that carries two. So that gets the bulk there. But one of the cats usually does a lot of the tripping backwards and forwards with them when we've got too many. And it's good to get them raced and out of the shed anyway and back home. It only takes about 15 minutes to get home. So it's good to get those early ones over and done with and get them back bedded down. And then some of the staff usually get a few more ready, another float load ready, and Kath will do the run back into town, etc. Yeah.
Yeah. So how many like hands on deck tonight to get the horses ready at the races and everything?
Yeah, there'll be be four or five of us anyway going for it. So it'll be a pretty busy night, and the boys Jace and Doug are both driving. So it'll be all hands on deck for a couple of hours anyway.
Yeah. Have you had more than 16 at a meeting before?
No, that's probably the top we've ever had. But it's more about just sort of trying to get some of those breeders challenge horses a run into them. You know, with the way the rule is, you've got to have a run before you can be or they're the first selected. Then later on for the not so much the main series, but the Breeders' Blue and the regional finals later on in the winter. So even the ones that aren't quite up to the better ones, if they have a run under their belt, well, at least then if they're in form, good form, when those other races come along, they've already had a heat run. So that's the idea, having a few extras go around tonight, so at least they're qualified in that criteria.
Well, you would have had 17 horses tonight, but unfortunately you had to scratch College Chapel, who was the favourite for his heat of the Alabar Breeders' Challenge. How is he?
Yeah, he's okay. He's just been off in one hind leg for a few days and he's missed a bit of work. Kath took him up to the vets the other day and we think it's just an abscess brewing. He's not terribly lame, so he's only sort of slightly off, but he's off, and we left him and we've been treating now for a few days to try and see if we can fix him. But Kath took him back up to the vets today to have a nerve block in that area, just to clarify for sure that it is in the foot. But his leg seems nice and clean and cool everywhere. We can't see any other problems, so we're still suspecting that he's got some problem in his foot, and hopefully it's not too serious.
Yeah, hopefully, cross fingers. He's got an unbelievable record at Bathurst. I don't think he's missed a top two placing in all his starts there. So is it a bit, peace of mind, hopefully, if he can come through whatever's sort of niggling issue now, that you've got heats at Menangle coming up in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, that's the plan. This time last year he had similar problems and he missed out on the Breeders' Challenge altogether. He had the same leg actually blow up with greasy heel after being lame for three or four days and showing no signs of anything, and we couldn't work out what it was. And then he swelled up in the leg and it ended up a really bad case of greasy heel, even though you couldn't sort of see much there. He had a skin infection with it. And now a bit of deja vu, but he looks to be having problems again at the wrong time, but it's never a good time when you have problems with a nice horse. So hopefully it's not too serious and we can get him right in the next few days and he can resume work and hopefully make that Menangle heat then.
Yeah, I hope that too for your case. Well, tonight you've still got a stack of horses lining up for the Alabar Breeders' Challenge Series. In that three-year-old boys' heat that College Chapel was in, you've got two horses. You've got Mammals Riddle and Better Sport, who won first up from a spell and has drawn well in Barrier 1 tonight.
Yeah, he's drawn nicely there. So we brought him up a bit earlier on and his form wasn't quite right, so it tipped him back out and did him a lot of good going back out for 6 weeks and fed him up and come back. He's had 3 trials and the run under his belt, so a lot happier with his form this prep. So he comes off a nice barrier there, so he should race very handy and, you know, hopefully he can qualify from the one gate.
Mm. And then in the following heat, another one for the three-year-old boys, you've got three in that one, Lord Denzel, Fiery Jarula, and you're driving Make Mine Memphis, who finished eighth last start but did a bit of work and had some strong form before that.
Yeah, like he's one of the best three-year-olds. He probably is equal with College Chapel as the best three-year-olds in the stable, and he's drawn ideally. That eighth was in the carousel final after getting posted without cover, so there was a lot of merit in the run. He's since had a bit of a back off and he's worked up beautifully here at home, so I'm expecting him to run a big race from that good draw tonight.
Okay, and then in the one of the three-year-old fillies heats, you've got three in that one as well in race five. You're driving Kept in Play.
Yeah, she's a filly that's been coming along steadily and mixing her form a bit. She hasn't been an easy filly. She has a few habits of pulling and hanging and so forth, but she's certainly been going a lot better in more recent times, and I'm a lot happier with her form now lately, so I'm hoping she can run a good race from her barrier three as well. So fingers crossed with her, Amanda.
Mm. All right, and then in the other three-year-old fillies heat, you've got another three going around, and you're driving Right About Lexi, who's first up and drawn well in barrier one.
Yeah, her form throughout her career has been quite good. I'm pretty excited about her. She's had 2 trials back, and she's done a bit of work at the trials and at home, so she's pretty forward. I'm expecting her to run a big race tonight as well, so she's probably the best three-year-old filly in the barn, so I'm hoping she can qualify as well tonight.
All right, well, hopefully it's a good night for you. You've got some good chances, and I don't know if you know, but you're on 99 wins for the season, so you're just one win away from that 100 again, which you achieved last year. So hopefully you get it tonight, Bernie.
Yeah, that's right, Amanda. Yeah, that'd be a nice milestone to tick off, and the teams have been going good, so hopefully that happens for us tonight or in the very near future.
Yeah, all right. Well, best of luck, and cross fingers all is well with College Chapel, and we see him in the heats of the Breeders' Challenge at Menangle in a couple of weeks.
Good on you. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Bernie.
Bye.
So there you have it, Cozzy. Bernie Hewitt, 16 horses in at Bathurst tonight, which is just remarkable. Our trainers just put in so much hard work, and it's certainly been paying off for Bernie. Just last season, it was the first time he trained over 100 winners, and he's already, you know, about to reach that mark so early on in this season. So they do a fantastic job, and the hard work's certainly paying off.
Bernie will get the nickname Uber Floats tonight, won't he? The
way he'll be running. Yeah, I think so. Maybe that's a good business. Cozzy, I think you're onto something.
You know, the little sign in the window, Uber. He'll be delivering takeaway food. Pick your horses up the whole lot.
Yeah, anyway, I might pinch my dad's horse float and head out to Bathurst tonight and offer that service. I think that's a good gig.
There you go. Look, I've started you on a business. Yeah. Right, good on you, Amanda. I'm not as silly
Thanks,
as I look. Okay. Talk to you tomorrow. Oh, I don't know about that. Talk to you tomorrow.